This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 4. Cursed bees. Romans 8, verse 22. The whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. We might think that beekeeping should be easy. Get some bees, put them in a hive, and let them do their thing, right? But a seasoned beekeeper will tell you that it's never easy. Hive beetles, varroa mites, wax moths, and foul brood disease are some of the more common threats to bees and their hives. Pesticides, pollution, habitat loss, and other threats add to the mix. Honeybees are cursed along with the rest of creation. In one of the most mysterious and tragic chapters of the Bible, a crafty and deceitful enemy slithers into God's good garden to subvert God's desires for his creation. Human beings, meant to reflect God's goodness, are seduced and infected. The curse saps life from our bodies and souls, unless someone will come to save us. We and the bees are still here, groaning but alive and kicking. This is proof of God's stubborn and strong love for us and for his whole creation. Christians are being brought from death to life by being united with Christ Jesus in his death and resurrection. And we, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our redemption. The curse is being reversed. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to reverse the curse of sin and death. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.